Jeff Tubbles is the Director of Business Engagement and the Farmers Market Manager for Lincoln Square, the Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce. My gosh, you got a lot of titles, Jeff. But I want to talk to you about farmers markets. How are you?
It's a mouthful for sure. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Talk to me about the farmers market that you oversee.
Okay, so I manage the Lincoln Square Farmers Market. We run it twice a week. We do Tuesday morning from 7 to noon, and it's currently going on now. We do it Thursdays from 3 to 7. Both those days go from May all the way through October, and Tuesdays we actually extend 3 weeks into November to kind of get you closer to that Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, you can get some of those root vegetables that you can put up for the winter.
Absolutely.
What's out there right now? What do you see on the shelves at the farmer's market today?
Right now, I've got some of those really cool, like, you can tell it's spring-type items. We're in the last week of ramps, those wild onions that let all those foodies know that it's springtime. The asparagus is still coming in nice and strong, and that'll be the case for the next few weeks. And I saw the first of the rhubarb today as well, which if anybody knows anything about rhubarb, it is definitely the sign that strawberries shouldn't be too far behind.
Yeah, in fact, my garden is just filled with rhubarb right now. Already had some rhubarb cake that was made by my sister this morning. So that's a great treat for people in old school, because that's the stuff that our grandmothers cooked with.
Absolutely. I remember growing up with that stuff too. Los Rodriguez is out there with the first of the rhubarb that I saw. Mick Klug has the final of the ramps, like I mentioned. We've got Global Garden Chicago, it is the most local farm we have. They're less than a mile away from us on Lawrence Avenue, and they've got a lot of unique greens out there, which you can expect to see this time of year.
So are they growing those indoor in a vertical farm?
No, ma'am. They have a space right next to the Chicago River, and they farm outdoors. They do have some hoop houses that help them extend the season early and farther into the year, but otherwise they're outdoors.
That is an amazing local farm. That's fantastic.
It is. It's really cool to say the closest farm is a mile away.
Yeah, and do you have farmers out of Wisconsin or Michigan as the season progresses?
Yeah, most of our farmers come from Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois. Yeah, so that's the states that we get most of our stuff from. When we get into June, we do go to our full lineup, and that'll bring in some of our longer term farmers markets. The coolest thing about this is Tuesday is one of those original Chicago markets. So we've got a lot of legacy farms that have been coming here for decades. It was their grandparents that started it, and it's the grandkids running it now. Dotson's, even Mick Klug, like I mentioned earlier. Lefevre will be in. He's been coming for decades. It's just really exciting to see the full lineup start filling out. But we're out there now, and we've got 16, 17, 18 vendors right now. We'll get upwards to about 28 when we're in full season. And you'll be able to basically do a full shopping experience. You'll get your baked goods somewhere from like Olivain's Chicago or Dorothy's Bakery. You'll be able to pick up meat from Driftless Prairie Meat and Market, as well as Bennett Farms. Bennett Farms also brings in dairy, so milk, cream, butter, all the good things. And then all the great baked goods, fruits, and vegetables will just start piling in. I'm excited, if you can't tell.
Yeah, I can tell. And you should be a spokesperson for them, because it is exciting. I mean, farmers market season in Chicago means spring is here, summer is just a heartbeat away, and we can get back to fresh, local-grown food, and that's really what we all want.
Yeah. So on Thursday night, something that stands out for us on Thursday is we have a pretty good, robust, like, pop-up rotating schedule. Right now, we have Health and Combat out there. They create 100% organic plant-based juices and blends. We have Made with Love organic fruit and floral vinegars, the Bitter X that does bitters and syrups, and they also have some non-alcoholic beverages out there. Every week there's going to be just something a little different. It's something to come out and check.
And are you right in the heart of Lincoln Square? Like, if someone's listening right now and they're like, oh my gosh, I just want to pop over there, is it possible to find a parking place? Or do you find that most of your clientele is very local and within walking distance?
Surprisingly enough, we get from all over the city. Right now, we're temporarily at 4513 North Lincoln Avenue. It's that large parking lot near Old Town School of Folk Music, just north of Sunnyside. But after this season, we'll go back to the like the location we're historically known for being at, which is at Leland and Lincoln. There's just a little bit of construction going on, so we wanted to get out of the way.
Thank you so much for joining us. Continued success, and thanks for cluing us into what's happening.
I'm just thrilled that you guys had me on. Thank you so much.
Jeff Tobbles is with the Lincoln Square Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce and, of course, the Farmers Market Manager. You can go to the Lisa Dent page or just go to WGN Radio. It's kind of my Farmers Market tour, and you will see over 70 Farmers Markets from Rockford to the one in Ravenswood and, you know, south side of Chicago. There's one near you. So check that out.